Intro.
Hey, this is Master Roshi from Dragon Ball, and you're listening to the Tangles Podcast.
Welcome to Anime Anonymous. Where none of us are anonymous because we all have names.
Hi, I'm Eric Wood.
I'm London. You gave your last name, Eric. You gave yourself away.
Oh, crap, no.
Replicant human.
I have violated the rules of the anonymous rules.
You're chuffed, mate. Brilliant.
All right.
Well, we are back, guys, after a very long 1 week. Can you believe it's just been 1 week since the last podcast? I know. We're doing a mighty good job at this whole weekly podcast thing.
Welcome to the Tangles Podcast. How you doing? Pull up a chair.
Grab some tea.
Did you have a good week here? Sit down, nice and comfy cushions.
Well, maybe don't listen to other music because you have to listen to us talk.
Please don't listen to music.
Yeah, so we don't support other people on this podcast. You only can listen to this one exclusively.
Yep.
It's kind of like a fascist regime, really.
One thing at a time.
First step anime. The next step is world domination. Anyway, how was your guys' December? How was your guys' winter break?
I actually had a really nice time. It was a good combination of busy and not busy. I had a lot of days where I had nothing to do, which is always welcome break from college and that sort of thing. So it was quite lovely. Didn't watch as much anime as I was planning to. I was going to catch up on some things.
Yeah,
but
I only watched anime that my brother watched, which is, you know, kind of a problem. But I had a great winter break. I came back. I went back to Washington because where I live in Redmond, Washington. Look me up. DM me, baby. No. But no, and, you know, it was really cool. I worked up in Washington. I hung out with my family and things like that. It was pretty great. Christmas was pretty good. How about you?
Hey, Chris.
I feel like I had a little bit too much fun, like, low-key harassing my sister's boyfriend about the anime he watched. Because I'm the self-proclaimed anime queen of my family, and I am the oldest child, so therefore I have the right to do that. And my sister's boyfriend, like, I was like, what kind of anime do you watch? Like, how much blood and gore can you handle? And I was totally just, like, trying to be super ornery with him. And I feel kind of bad about it, but then also I feel like it's my duty as the oldest sibling, especially at Christmas time, to, like, watch out for my younger siblings. Like, I embodied Itachi in my harassing of my sister's boyfriend's lack of violence watching an anime.
That's a very mouthful of weird phrase. Speaking of Itachi, actually, my little brother, every Halloween, him and I dress up as Sasuke and Itachi. But because I wasn't able to come back for Halloween this year, he had my little sister dress up as Itachi instead, and they went and trick or treated as Itachi and Sasuke.
It's very adorable. Is it question time?
It's question time.
Questions with Eric.
Is that where we're going with? All right. So, you guys left a lot of comments on the last episode that we were a part of, and so very excited to talk about some of those. A lot of them were very interesting. The first one that I find very interesting is our friend, forgive me if I mispronounce this, Jeskai Angel, was talking about how he thinks that we are very much like certain Star Trek characters, with Hannah being Dr. McCoy.
Yes!
London, or as he said, guy with English-ish accent.
Like, it's not English-ish, I was born in London, thank you very much, hence the name. But yes, I agree.
You are Spock, and I am Captain Kirk. And listen here, you evil man, how dare you? At least give me something dignified, like Picard or something. Don't just make me the gallivanting.
Wait, you want to be the bold one over the one that, you know, that has a bunch of alien women?
Well, Kirk is pretty bold, let's be
honest, for a second.
I just would prefer to be cultured along with my boldness. But no, I found that very funny because my nickname in high school was Spock back when I was less emotional as I am now. So that's always nice. Also, I discovered that I should say controversial things more often because it means I get good anime recommendations out of it. We were talking about whether or not you can make a good game anime, And a lot of people thought, okay, first off, I'm going to be negative. A lot of people thought that Magic the Gathering would be a good anime. And I would like to fight all of them on this. It would just be a slightly higher quality version of Yu-Gi-Oh. That's what it would turn into.
The slightly higher quality Yu-Gi-Oh is Yu-Gi-Oh Abridged, and that's already anime.
Yeah, exactly. Abridged anime is anime.
Yeah, Abridged anime is anime. Speaking of which, the new season of SAO Abridged came out.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Shout out to Something Witty Entertainment. Yeah, they just released episode 13 of the new series.
Okay, can we talk about this for a second? Because SAO Abridged is unironically my favorite anime.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. It really is.
Unironically.
Okay, guys, I have an idea. Why don't we take this and make this our other segment?
Okay. We'll talk about SAO Abridged later.
Yeah, we'll come back to it.
But for now,
sure.
What's other interesting conversation? There's so many. You guys left a lot of comments on our last thing. There was talk about, we spent a lot of time talking about logic versus emotion. And one of my personal favorite comments here is logic versus emotion. Why must either be preeminent? And then you went into a very excellent theological justification for that question. And I agree. And that was the point I was trying to make, is that both have a fundamental role to play. I'm rather defensive of emotion because I used to be extremely anti-emotion, and I have since moved past that.
I feel like I was extremely anti-logic when mm-hmm. I was growing up. And so it's only been recently that, like, I've started adopting logic as, like, my foundation of my faith, even.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, college changes you.
Fair enough. Yeah, no, I was always very interested in logic as a system of thinking, and it kind of made me skeptical of emotion because, you know, emotion is where hurt and pain come from, but you know, those things are,
well, you know, because emotion is human, and we have to eschew the things that are human because those are things that are most evil.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, I don't believe that's a joke before everyone blows up in the comments. That's a joke. I'm just joking.
Yeah, well, emotion is also godly, and so, you know, you gotta have balance. So thank you, who wrote that? Oh, yep, same guy, Mr. Angel. Thank you, Mr. Angel.
He's a number one fan, I think.
I think he is. He comments a lot, which I appreciate.
Either that or he really, really, he or she really hates us.
Okay. It's Twitter
friends. Oh.
Excellent. Well,
Mr. Angel.
Say hi on Twitter. Also, I'm going to botch this pronunciation, but Shai Haya Faruru. Hang on. Yeah. It was one of the recommendations for a game anime that's actually good.
Was it Prison School?
No. Stop.
I'm going to keep mentioning Prison School until someone lets me talk about it.
Anyway.
Totally wrong.
That specifically is one. It's spelled Chihayafuru. And that's one that's specifically on my to-watch list. So maybe next time I'll update you guys on what I think of it. But yeah. Yeah.
All nice.
Right. Well, is that all the comments?
No, there are too many comments for us to get to in the allotted time segment. So
nice.
Keep that up. We like that.
I'll do a
better job curating them in the future to make sure we answer really cool ones.
And we
but
can answer more easily on Twitter, too.
Yes.
If you want to debate us on Twitter, we're totally down.
Hit us
it.
Up on Twitter.
Yeah, definitely.
You're higher on Twitter, so.
Yes.
I am too. I just don't
you
go
just don't
on
use
that.
It
I don't understand
often.
Twitter. I understand Instagram a lot better. Instagram has pretty photos. Twitter is just talking.
Step one, follow pseudo-intellectuals with Simpsons characters as their profile pictures. That will improve your experience immediately. Then follow a good tweetman, and you'll get plugged into Weird Catholic Twitter, which is the best part
Catholic
of
Twitter.
Weird Catholic Twitter is
Catholic,
my favorite.
But I love
oh,
Catholic
absolutely!
Twitter.
Well, because you know it's a lot of theology talk, and so you know,
beautiful.
Find the weird people, follow them, and Twitter becomes an amazing place.
Yeah, I browse Twitter like probably for hours a day because I love researching people's crazy.
Right. I'll stick to Instagram because Instagram has memes.
Twitter has memes.
But as good as Instagram memes, I don't think so.
This is fair. That is not a good selling
point. So over Christmas.
You're losing him.
So over Christmas, I got a new phone. I got the iPhone X. So now I'm no longer a peasant with an inferior free phone. And gotta be honest, I bought, the iPhone X is like a grand, something like that. And all I do on it is look up memes.
Well, anyway, follow us on Twitter, and remember, anime profile pictures don't count.
But, or their opinions as well.
Or their opinions.
Okay, oh, man. So who wants to start with if... First, okay, you guys just, like, jumped straight in and said that abridged anime is anime.
It is anime.
But what
it
if
is
I anime. Disagree?
Well, then you'd be wrong.
Then you're, yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Unfortunately.
Level a counter-argument.
Okay.
You're forced into the devil's advocate position here.
Okay, here we go. This is going to be really hard since, like, it's difficult for me to accumulate my thoughts on the spot. But
that seems pretty bad since you're on a podcast.
I know, that is a pretty bad trait to have on a podcast. But, yeah, so my thing about abridged anime... Let me tell you a story. So, I was a camp counselor, and I didn't have any friends.
You didn't start with Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time, I was a camp counselor at a Christian summer camp, and I didn't have any friends.
Oh, no.
Because everybody was, like, shipping everybody with everybody else, and I didn't want to be a part of that.
Good.
I just wanted to be single and left alone.
Excellent.
Yeah, and so there's this guy, and his camp name was Bulldog, and I don't even remember what his real name was.
I don't trust guys named Bulldog.
He was a Marine.
Oh,
and
boy.
And he used to take me away into the corner of the library and watch a prison.
That's so
okay,
weird.
Okay, good,
oh,
okay.
Okay.
Say, we yeah, need that, the conclusion yeah, to that
wow.
sentence
what?
As soon as possible.
That's a
huge... I was like, it's not going anywhere bad.
And you, but you slowed down.
So
you let the horror movie suspense build.
Yeah, so much tension in that one sentence right there. And
okay.
it took me into the corner.
He was showing you a bridge anime. This sounds like a great guy. I now like Bulldog and trust people who are named Bulldog.
Like, let me bond with you over anime, but, like, the
Heck
only
yeah.
anime he had ever seen was a bridge anime.
You see.
Like, that's not true otakuism, in my opinion, which I just took a Japanese word and put an English suffix on it and created my own word.
Excellent.
You know
that's very otaku of you.
Yeah, there you go. That's the true nerd in me.
Here's my thought process, is that, one... I'm much more of a film buff than I am an anime buff, so film is much more my wheelhouse, but I very much appreciate the fan edit. I'm very loving of the idea of, there was this video that you can't find anymore because Universal got their claws in it, where someone edited Breaking Bad down into an hour and a half long movie, the entire show.
Right on.
It was brilliant. It was absolutely beautiful. And so I have a deep respect for transformative art and that sort of thing. So on that, I consider it definitely art. But also just like, particularly when you do it lovingly, like I consider Avatar The Last Airbender abridged to be abysmal.
I never watched it.
There's a reason.
I didn't know
there
was
it's
one.
It's abysmal. Yeah, it was awful. But if you go to Sword Art Online abridged, first off, Sword Art Online is a bad anime. I'm gonna have this opinion. I'm sorry.
It's a pretty badly abridged entry.
Well, okay, we'll continue this conversation on Twitter at some point. But Sword Art Online takes the nugget of a truly interesting concept and elevates it into something genuinely interesting. The least insufferable part of Sword Art Online is the relationship, because it has a passable, interesting relationship of people who have some genuine chemistry. Sword Art Online abridged takes that, adds like absurdist levels to it, where the main character is insecure and just like an edgelord who would dump his life into a video game, and it creates a new character chemistry which is better than the original. And so when you're approaching an art form like anime and you think, you know what, I could tweak this in just little ways to make it funnier or more interesting or justify it, because you cannot tell me that the fact that the main bad guy forgot why he locked everyone in, but in the abridged they actually offer an interesting explanation, and so they elevate it.
But I love that he forgot because he's so, like, he lives in his mind so much, he's such a mastermind that, like, he doesn't even care anymore. Like, isn't that, that's hilarious to me.
Yeah,
he
but the
care
but the commentary that the SAO abridged explanation was making, and spoilers if you haven't watched it.
Yeah, watch it.
Yeah,
cowards.
Close your ears for like 5 minutes or whatever.
You know.
But no, no. But like for the SAO Bridge series, you know, the reason why he forgot it is because the company was pushing him to make the game, and so he was super long nights, and so he forgot it because of the pressures of the video game industry, which is a commentary on the video game industry in general and the push for perfection
and
things like that.
This is the big problem with SAO the original, is that they didn't understand gamer culture.
Yeah,
there was no one just going around, I don't know, stealing everyone's watermelons, because everyone's behaving rationally. You don't behave rationally in a video game.
Yeah.
What about the two people that, like this isn't anything like political or whatever, but like at the very first episode when people changed their gender and then they were like, they lied about it, and then everything,
which in SAO Bridge they elevated by both of them being okay with it, which is even funnier. But in that, they have so many subtle commentaries on video game industry, like for example the guy being worked to death until he goes crazy because he went a week without sleep trying to finish the game. Like it's interesting, and so I'm a big defender of the abridged because it's this evolution of an art form where people who are passionate about it can transform it and make something beautiful and new that isn't necessarily a replacement to the original, which is, so it is anime because it's in the style of anime, and it is like anime derived, but it takes it and it twists it.
Well, I
Americanized.
No,
the humor is Americanized, perhaps.
But I think the reason I like that is my favorite parody sort of anime or whatever is because it fixes inherently bad, you know, because all parody animes, all the great parody animes, I feel, are commenting on the original anime and fixing it or having some kind of comment on the anime industry in general. I mean, we see this with like the Dragon Ball Z abridged series,
where they cut out all the flexing, so it's actually a reasonably
exactly
fight scene.
Or like the Yu-Gi-Oh abridged series and things like that. And all those series, they've gone on for 600-700 episodes. The abridged series have gone on for 600-700 episodes.
Sometimes longer than the original anime.
Yeah, and with the SAO abridged series, you can tell that they weren't just throwing in stupid jokes and, you know, basically having a vocal meme. It wasn't that. It was actually fixing an inherent problem in SAO, and the amount of artistry and the amount of passionate writing, actual writing that went into making the show, you know, and getting the voice actors and things like that. It was they were pretty much producing their own. They were pretty much producing their own anime, just via the root of another anime. But the characters almost completely changed. They're barely recognizable, you know, from the original show. You know, the writing is all original, all the dialogue is original, and things like that. Mm-hmm. And so they're building upon something that could have been great and making it great. So they,
or even taking something that is great and putting an interesting twist on it. Like I consider Dragon Ball Z to be a genuinely phenomenal anime. It's a bit lazy because, you know, they have to drag out how long those fights are to either save money or not get ahead of the manga, which is a problem in and of itself. But, like, what it does is by taking the Dragon Ball Z anime and then taking different influences, you have a different experience inherently. I don't genuinely go to Dragon Ball Z if I want to laugh a lot. Like it's funny, but I don't go there if I want to laugh a lot. I go there for the same reason I go like stupid superhero things, like, oh yeah, big buff men hitting each other, that's fun.
Yeah.
And so going, making that into something that's completely laughable and is so funny takes it and doesn't necessarily elevate it, but makes it different and new and interesting so that fans can continue to binge on it. Now, if you want to get into fair use law and all that kind of stuff, I do think it is transformative, but like...
Is abridged anime legal?
In America, it is. In Europe, it's not. In Europe, memes are illegal, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, Article 13,
yeah,
my
Article
dudes.
13 got passed, unfortunately.
Oh, it did? It got passed?
How about the ethics of
pro
anime?
Because it's... As I said, I am a proponent of the fan edit. I believe that the fan edit is something.
Like fan art.
It's essentially.
It is fan art, and I don't really feel like
I could consider it
an anime because I feel like it's too much of a fan.
But you have seen fan art that is incredible.
Yes. Yeah. It's better.
And so this is the thing, is I think once again we're returning to one of the first conversations we've ever had on this podcast, which what constitutes anime. And so if you're saying because it was written by Americans it cannot be anime, then you and I have a much deeper disagreement than is original.
Well,
but I would argue that so much of it is made in anime, is so much of it is made in Japan with a Japanese influence, with everything, and then it's just taken and it's tweaked a little bit, and it's played with.
You go to an anime convention, mm-hmm. and you're going to experience all aspects of anime. You're going to, mm-hmm. the actual, watching the anime, buying the oversized stuffed animals of the anime, looking at the fan art, going to panels. A lot, my favorite panels at conventions are the panels on, like, ethics and psychology and sociology uh-huh. in Japan. And, like, uh-huh. that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with anime, but it's part of the Japanese culture. And so, like, going to an anime convention, you're going to the spirit of anime, not necessarily.
So you think a bridge doesn't have the spirit of anime?
No, I think it does have the spirit. I think it falls under the umbrella of the spirit of anime.
Yeah, well, I think it has... Because it's not like some American writers in California or whatever are making an anime because it's popular and they don't really understand the culture behind it. Yeah. Anime parodies, these people are people who have pretty much devoted their lives into watching that very specific anime to make very specific anime jokes and parody anime mm-hmm. culture. And in order to parody something, you need to have a very intricate understanding of the culture and you know, maybe not of Japanese culture, but of anime culture in general.
Once again, calling back to the last episode we had when we talked about the cultural exchange America to Japan and back and forth, mm-hmm. I think this is a part of the cultural dialogue. Is having these abridged series is a part of the American dialogue about Japanese culture in the form of anime. But also, I had something to say. Oh, well, I forgot. It'll come back to me if it's important. But yeah, I think it's a part of the dialogue is that, you know, it you know, animation was kind of, you know, the big Disney stuff went over to Japan. Japan took it, tweaked it, made it better, sent it back. We're taking it, tweaking it, making it something, sending it back, forth, back, forth, back, forth.
Yeah,
it's a rather beautiful process.
Well, and so if we take it from like an Aristotelian sort of idea, then yeah, I mean, yeah, parodies are the worst imagination of anime because it's most detached from real life. but really, are we watching anime in order to replicate real life? Does anime, do you reckon, is that the point of anime to replicate real life? Because even like school life animes and things like that, that's not, I don't really believe that's replicating actual.
I have seen very good real, like, replication of real life anime, like the good old fashioned love triangle, like very subdued. But the anime that I'm attracted to, straight up to like the hyper realism, which is kind of Miyamoto's, mm-hmm. Miyazaki.
Yeah.
Miyazaki. Sorry. I've been reading a lot of
Naruto.
Miyamoto was a Japanese samurai who was an actual historical figure. Yeah. Anyway, I've been reading a lot of him.
I was just gonna say, it sounds like some sort of fighter.
He was brilliant.
Yeah, he was. He was
there
the best,
be an anime
the best
about
swordsman.
Him.
I think there is.
I want to find.
There has to be.
Anyway. but like that's heightened
comment
realism.
Comment down below if there is.
like super realism, which is like magical realism. But like I go to anime. If you go to animation for realism, animation in general, you've missed it. You've misunderstood.
Yeah,
why are you here?
Are you listening, Disney? Yeah, no one watches your animated films for realism.
The reason why I watch anime is because I want to feel with the characters, and when I feel alongside my animated comrades, then I am more.
Okay, but if we're talking about feeling, then I would even argue SAO Abridged is still the greatest anime of all time because. My personal favorite.
Maybe.
As I said before, my personal favorite. Jeez.
That's a lot of anime.
It's not the best anime of all time, but it's my personal favorite of all time.
Okay.
Point is that this is what I call, once again, we're dealing with Western animation metaphors, but this is what I call the Adventure Time formula, which is you make things funny and light, and you're laughing along with these characters, and then you grab them, drag them into the depths of hell, pull them back up, and then laugh again with them again.
Yes.
That's how you create catharsis. Once again, to go back to Greek theater terminology, is that you want to experience the full range of emotions with your characters, and you do that by sometimes having crappy edgelord humor that it would be characteristic of a teenager who would dedicate his entire life to one video game. and actual genuine emotional moments where you have, like, you know, people dying and you have to deal with that. And sometimes you crack a joke during that, because that's how you deal with tragedy.
I'm really glad that you actually brought up Adventure Time, because, like, I didn't watch very much anime over winter break. It's unfortunate, but I watched a lot of, like, Adventure Time. I watched Wee Bear Bears, which is fantastic. I watched Little Big Adventure, something like that.
I've heard of that.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it yet.
Super, super good as well. And I think it's interesting that you mentioned Adventure Time, because In Western animation and Western cartoons, especially the modern trend now, is to make children's cartoons that are more aimed towards adults, and things like Adventure Time, where, you know, it's dealing with very, very dark subject matter, very serious subject matter in a very light
yes.
style.
So like for example, like, change the animation style and the language, and I could believe Wee Bear Bears was made in Japan, because it has that pacing.
They make fun of Japanese culture too sometimes.
It's the Western Eastern dialogue. And so, like,
Miki-chan, but
even deeper than that, it has the same pacing and kind of it takes its time with its jokes, and it, like, breathes for a second.
Well, on top of that as well, I think the how it plays with story structure, I think, is amazing, because, you know, how Adventure Time plays with the idea of telling a story and the idea of character and things like that, you know, making it so that your episodes are, like, 5 minute long, 5 minutes long, or, you know, or the adventures are 5 minutes long. Even Little Big Awesome, that's what it's called. Awesome, you know, I was watching an episode, you know, I won't go into the details, but, you know, but essentially, you know, it was a classic, you know, we have a problem, oh, we need to do these things to solve the problem. But instead of the entire episode being devoted to, oh, let's solve this problem, the problem is presented, the solution is presented, and it's done within 2 minutes. The entire idea of a story being based around having a problem and solving it was solved within 2 minutes, and that's how the entire episode went. Is it just kept going and finding problems and solving them within two minute periods, and that amount of play with the story structure, I think, is what I really love about shows like Adventure Time and shows like Little Big Awesome and all those things, because it's just, I don't feel like very other many mediums are pushing like that, and that's why I think I respect anime, is because anime is one of those things that does push what is okay to write about and things like that, and that's
there's this interesting metaphor I was listening to, I forgot who said it, but they were explaining how they were looking for music that made them feel like music made them felt when they were young. And it could not be the actual music they listened to, because that doesn't make you feel young, that makes you feel old. So the search for that type of music that makes you feel the way you felt about music when you were young, I think, kind of gets at the crux of, to return to the original question of Abridged, is that we're talking about trying to recreate, like, once again, if I grew up on Yu-Gi-Oh, which I actually did, and I wanted to recreate how Yu-Gi-Oh made me feel, I couldn't go back to Yu-Gi-Oh. But you could reconstruct and redialate it into, and once again, I think this is why Adventure Time is so interesting in context with anime.
Yeah,
because it's very clear that the creator of Adventure Time was a huge anime nerd.
Yeah.
And once again, that means that people, the modern storytellers that are coming to form now, are highly influenced by Eastern storytelling methods. And I think that, once again, A Bridge is a part of that cross-cultural dialogue that I think is important, interesting, and a high form of art. I disagree with Aristotle. Parody is one of the highest forms.
Yeah, with parody as well. I mean, it is allowing an anime that wouldn't have aged with its viewer. I mean, the people who are doing parodies are the people who, like you said, who watched it when they were kids, and they're like, I want to make this grow with me. And so it's a different way of engaging with an anime and making that anime grow with the audience, pandering to a new sort of generation. And that way, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh is not going to be forgotten. You know, Dragon Ball Z is not going to just be something that was watched in the 80s, in the 90s, and things. It's growing with its audience.
And, the animation is outdated. Screw you. It's great. Just, like, you know, cobble it together.
This brings me back to the idea that this might sound extremely overly emotional, but
do it.
I believe that every anime has a soul. Whoa, who's screaming? Okay, we're in a dorm, and I don't know.
Shh, no, we're in a studio.
Yeah, we're in a studio, but apparently someone's getting murdered outside of our
studio.
So
it's
fine.
We're in a studio. It's okay. Well,
Why would our studio have a dark alleyway outside?
I think I have some sympathy for that argument. I think that there's. I think that stories have souls. I think that's true. Maybe not a literal soul. Yeah.
The Holy Spirit dwells within every story.
I mean, like, maybe not. It doesn't have a biblical soul in the way that, like, God can redeem it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The depths of hell. But I think a story.
There's an ethos.
Is people coming together and kind of taking parts of their heart and laying it down and saying, yeah. I'm going to add this to the story. And then when everybody has, you know, nurtured and loved and developed the story, and it's kind of created its own consciousness and it has its own soul at that point, where then parody comes along and kind of takes the soul of the anime and runs with it and finds a different direction to take it, where it's consumed possibly even more than the original was. We see how popular abridged anime is, but it's all. I think your definition of anime, Eric, would be as long as someone is staying true to the soul of the anime, everything about it is still in the spirit of anime.
Yeah, I wouldn't say everything, because I don't even think every anime is properly in the soul of anime. I don't think that you can have that type of, you know, rigidity to.
Yeah,
to...
looking at you, My Hero Academia.
What?
Oh, I'm going to get blown up in that comment so bad.
Yeah, someone doesn't like My Hero Academia, so if you want to. Yeah.
I don't. Friggin' spin the bottle.
What's,
1v1
what's the
me
archetype
punk.
Of that? What's the archetype of that anime again?
What?
Is it like
bad?
No.
Like,
oh,
the
kill me.
Oh yeah. Just send us a bunch of underdog anime recommendations.
Like Underdog from the original from 1960s.
Yeah.
That's no, in conclusion, Underdog from the 1960s
is the best anime that ever existed.
No, Cory in the House is my favorite anime.
I think going off of parody, I mean, like, really anime conventions are a kind of parody, because I mean, if parody is just because parody is obviously, you know, being
humorous,
like
humorous reimagining.
Cosplaying is reimagining a character. When you dress up as a character, you're reimagining that character but as yourself and things like that. I mean, you know, with fan fiction and fan art, and you know, I think the celebration of anime in itself is a kind of parody. And so to say that parody is not anime, or you know, I think would mean that you're calling into question things like conventions and things like cosplaying is not anime. And is not in the anime culture.
Very philosophical.
Wow. Well, I mean, I agree that it's all anime. I think going on with like this, there's like the spirit of the anime, and then there's the like logistical spirit of anime.
Yeah, I always find it very interesting how we distinguish storytelling style and definitions, right? Like because you know. Like if I'm blanking. What's a solid anime studio?
Naruto Studio Miyazaki.
Shonen Jump.
Shonen Jump.
Is that an anime studio? That's just a magazine. It's not really a studio.
I mean, like that's like an umbrella of a lot of.
Okay.
Yeah. Right?
Sorry. But let's if one of the mainline.
Miyazaki.
Yeah, Miyazaki came out and just produced a beat for beat. Pixar-esque movie.
Ponyo?
Mary and the Witch's Flower.
You mean Ponyo?
No, because that's still got the style, my dude. Like, I'm talking about CGI, big eyes, like produced just a beat-for-beat
Pixar. Mary and the Witch's Flower is a very beat-to-beat Pixar film. I'll need to check that movie out. Whatsoever. It was so ordinary. It was like every Miyazaki film, but bland.
Is it anime?
Yeah. I mean, okay, that's your debate. Okay, that's great. Oh, okay.
Fight me, internet.
I mean, I feel like... Are we anime Pharisees now?
I definitely am. I've lost my cred a long time ago.
Pharisee to say that a Miyazaki film is not anime. But, like, I guess we can be real and say that, like, I mean, I'm the only one who's seen Mary and the Witch's Flower, but I thought it was a terrible film.
You mean in the world or just in this room?
I mean, in this room.
Yeah, only one person.
In the entire world. Apparently,
the revenue was $20.
Yeah, apparently, that's how your Korean anime was.
It was so ordinary. There was like three characters. Everything, you could predict what was going to happen next. kind of deal. Like,
well, that's just storytelling
like
tropes,
like in My
man.
Hero Academia, right?
Yeah. It's just storytelling tropes.
I'm just gonna constantly bash on My Hero Academia. If you don't like it, then
you're
just
you're
mute
in the
my
mood
track.
I was last week. You were in the
Okay, speaking of last week, Happy New Year's, guys. We did forgot to say that. That's quite rude. I'm so sorry.
Guys, what are your New Year's resolutions?
It's the current year.
New Year's resolutions are stupid. I can't believe it's been an entire year since I've not gotten better as a person. Wow. That's a joke, guys. That's a joke
the
again.
The podcast can't hear my facial expressions, but I'm making a lot of them. Just
yeah,
so you know.
I don't believe in New Year's resolutions either.
I used to drink more water.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
That's a New Year's resolution?
Because here, this is my problem, is I don't drink enough water to the point where I get hospitalized. Because I don't.
What the heck is wrong with you?
I know, it's really bad. It's like,
drink more water.
I think the problem is that I don't like the lid on my water bottle, and so I just don't want
that
to
is
drink.
The weirdest, most first world
what the
problem.
Hell is wrong with you? Jeez.
Oh, we need to cut that. Cut
oh
out,
yeah, sorry. H E double hockey sticks.
I'm not
is
cutting.
Wrong
I'm not cutting
you.
Out. But yeah, we can pretend like I did. Let's just pretend I did.
No,
I'm not going
to. I am going to exercise your lack of hydration. As disrespectful to God's creation. Drink water.
If it makes you feel better, my boyfriend and I are planning on getting matching water bottles.
And then you'll drink it.
Water and
I, you said an M. We started that with an M. I was like, that has nothing to do with water, but okay, whatever. Speaking of marriage, Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming out soon. I don't know. I like Kingdom Hearts 3, and that's kind
is
of anime.
Is Kingdom Hearts anime?
Yeah, it's
are,
Square Enix.
Are anime
Square
games
it's
anime?
Square Enix. It's Square Enix
or
and Final
manga?
Fantasy. If I mean Final Fantasy.
A game is not manga.
Well, you, graphic novel ones, you know, the
well,
dating
Final,
sims.
Well, like with Final Fantasy, what?
It's not a book.
I mean, I don't know.
It's like
the visual novels. Are they?
Yeah.
Because they're technically games. Are mm-hmm. it, are they? It's like Doki Doki Literature Club and all those sort of dating sims.
This is the
are they anime?
For, yes.
Because you know, because they are manga. They are written form, but
they are
in,
animated
yeah.
because the characters move.
Yeah, exactly.
They move
yeah,
along the
but
screen.
But you just get to choose your own story.
Yeah,
a visual novel. Yeah,
okay. Is that
like,
anime?
Like Doki
that's
Doki Literature Club.
Well, I don't know where
but,
are the
no,
lines
but, no,
here.
No, but it's, yeah,
I need
but is
harsh
it
definitions, or I get confused
urban,
easily.
Urban Dictionary. Let's look at this.
But no, but is it? But is it like anime?
Huh?
Is it anime though?
I don't know.
Because surely it is.
For what's the definition of a visual novel?
Urban Dictionary. Here we go.
Do it.
I'm doing it.
Go for it.
Blow my mind.
A Japanese novel read as a game, like. An on game-like application or on a computer, a term to distinguish itself from a game because there is usually no gameplay involved, and the only interaction that the player can make with the game is making certain choices at specific points in the game.
I mean, that's gameplay.
And decide which brand of storyline the player will take. This is
but
this is Minecraft on Netflix.
It's animated.
It is anime.
Yeah.
It's an anime style.
So therefore, it's anime.
Yeah,
is it?
Visual novels are anime.
Oh well, even how about what? Well, Minecraft.
Well, that's Telltale.
Well, no, but Minecraft is also not made in Japan. It's Swedish.
Yeah.
But like with Final
Code
Fantasy.
Lyoko is anime.
But with Final Fantasy, I mean, you know, like Final Fantasy has films attached to it, and
ooh.
You know, and so that's
like
that's anime, and.
It is.
Yeah, it's
good.
Really pretty. You know, it's a shame about the games. No, I'm joking. I like Final Fantasy games. They're really good. I just played through the latest one, Final Fantasy 3000 or whatever. So I think it's again it's blurring the lines as to what's anime and what's not. Because surely just because it's in Japanese culture doesn't make it anime. But like you know, so with Japanese games, like I said, with Final Fantasy, is it anime? Can we consider it part of anime culture, or is it something separate?
All right. So we know that Dragon Ball Z is anime.
Yes.
Pixar
is not anime.
Somewhere in the middle, there is the line.
It's
I am determined.
Spectrum. Anime is a spectrum.
If it takes my entire life, I will find the line.
You
I will find the definition.
That being said,
okay,
we
actually Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, we can't say that Disney's not anime because Disney did produce the Miyazaki films. So
true. Okay, what I was going to tell you, Eric, is that I feel like your quest to find the line of anime
to know the line.
Is an ultimate truth, and I don't believe that ultimate truth is tempting.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Here we go. I believe that God is the only one who knows. So, ladies and gentlemen, God is the only one who knows what is and isn't anime.
This is going to be my first question when I get to heaven.
Blimey.
Dear Jesus. What is anime?
Well, on that bombshell, I think we're almost out of time.
I was gonna ask.
Yeah, what does anyone have a question?
I have a question.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Feel free to edit out if it's a bad question.
I won't.
Feel absolutely free.
I won't.
Hey guys. Hey fellas.
And ladies.
Hey ladies. Why is anime so?
That's not appropriate.
Why is anime?
I like it. No, because I can.
Okay, but seriously, I have people tell me that like Christians shouldn't watch anime
because of how
aggressively like the cult, like there's something about that version of animation that is so obsessed with it. Hey guys, why anime so?
You make me so hard. I actually like that question. You know, I think that's a really good question. One, should Christians watch anime, and why does anime rely on such sexual tropes a lot of the time? Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
There's obviously anime that doesn't have panty shots, but they're kind of the minority. I know. I just discovered it like last week. I finally found the one that didn't have a panty shot. But I'm very interested in this because, like, it, particularly in American Christian culture, there's a definite judgment that there are certain types of media you shouldn't consume. Maybe you shouldn't go to that R-rated movie. Maybe you shouldn't, you know, do X, Y, or Z. Maybe you shouldn't watch Harry Potter. I don't think anyone in this room is of that mindset. But
how
like,
dare you assume that I will watch such heathenistic things as Harry Potter?
Don't you know witches are evil? Anyway. This is a more specific question. Are there animes that you think Christians should never watch, and why anime so hard?
And with that, I'll be talking about Prison School next episode. if Vickers lets me.
Oh no! I've given him an internal podcast excuse.
Well, comment on that bombshell. It's time to end the show. I've been London.
I've been Eric Wood.
And I have many names. Hannah Vickers. Just call my Twitter is Hanny. You can just call me Hanny.
Wonderful. Cheers, lads. Cheers.
I'm sorry for what I've done.